The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Betty, one of the things that you and I have come to realize is we can have a kingdom impact on planet Earth. We do not have to be ground trampled by the enemy. We stand against that invasion of destruction, and we are fruitful.
Learning how you can overcome the devil's attacks and begin living in God's fruitfulness, next.
Well, I welcome you with all of our hearts, both of us, to Life Today. Betty and I, this week, we will celebrate 58 years of marriage.
Wow.
Thank you, honey.
It's gone by fast, huh?
I'm going to tell you something. That beautiful smile that got me. She just glanced back. They had Baptist Training Union. That was Bible study at night, which I don't know how much Bible study we were doing. But she was up front, and I was naturally in the back with the other guys, And I just noticed her. She was pretty. And she turned around and looked over her shoulder, that big smile. And I've told her, I've been honest enough to say, okay, your figure got my attention. You were pretty fine. This is still are. Unbelievable. But your smile just got me and still does. And by the way, for all of you that have prayed for us and lifted us up to God, thank you. Because I really believe you contributed to the relationship. And for those of you who've not been able to say I have that, let me just tell you that if Betty and I could sit in the room with you and encourage you and build you up with all the challenges or disappointments or hurt that you've experienced, we would do it. Because we really, really do love you. I want you to know, and I want to just kind of talk to you very personally right here at the start, and I'm going to stay that way a good bit. Betty says I'm going to be sitting here just cheering you on.
That's
and
right.
Praying for you. But we're really going to begin something today that is going to be, in many ways, one of the most high-impact opportunities that we've had in ministry and that I've had as a minister. We're actually going to do what God told us we'd be doing in this room, call the family in the family room, God's family, all families, and help them get to know the Father. And what the Lord is showing us now at this point in nearly 60 years that I've been in ministry, public ministry, that it's going to become more effective than it ever has to get the family in the family room. And one of the things the Lord's made me aware of is that when you talk about family, a lot of people think family and they don't have good thoughts because family hasn't been a pleasant thing for them. And so when you talk about God wanting a family, they don't necessarily understand exactly what that means. And he also tells us that we're his church. And people say, church? I've been in a lot of different churches, and I don't see much God there or much Jesus there. I just hear people that are religious or they're arguing or they don't seem to have the joy that people say God's supposed to give you. And so if you don't understand what it is to have a good father or a good family, or a good church situation. And many people say, we don't have a father that's been a good example. So when you talk to anybody about knowing God as Father, they don't know how to necessarily identify with exactly what that might mean. And so what I've done, and some of you've heard this, is to talk about the church as the body of Christ, which the Bible clearly teaches that that's what the church is. It's Christ's body. And Jesus said that the gates of hell, of deception, defeat, destruction, are not to prevail against what? The church, the body of Christ, not churches. Sometimes the enemy takes over entire religious groups, sectarian groups. We call tribes or camps or denominations, and he deceives. And so churches can be deceived, but the body of Christ, the one truly blood-bought, born again, baptized into Christ in relationship with the Father, that body can overcome all the deception that the enemy throws at us, all the destruction, all the division. And that's what we want you to understand. Betty, we're going to do our best to share with everybody watching what the Father wants his family to hear, What he wants the church to hear, the church, but understand it's the body of Christ, and you can understand body made up of parts. And he says each part is uniquely designed. Think about that. The hand uniquely designed, but it can only function if it's connected to the lower arm, to the upper arm, to the shoulder. All the members of the body, and I've said this over and over, the most difficult to see members in the body are the vital organs, which means every member of the body of Christ is important. And oftentimes the ones most vital for life are the ones you may not see. Let me just say this to you. Now, don't miss this. We have just been through a hellish year with the pandemic. It has attacked everything pertaining to life and joy and peace and security. I'm telling you, we are under attack. There's no question about it. But I want you to know that God Almighty wants His body to overcome the assault on everything pertaining to life and godliness and fruitfulness and joy and blessings. The enemy is attacking all of that. The deceiver, if you wonder who's the real enemy, don't start accusing political parties or leaders or even nations. There are some nations and there are some leaders and there are some politicians who are under the control of the deceiver, the divider. Maybe most of them are. Maybe most people are. But God does not want for one minute His body, the church, to be adversely affected by the enemy, the deceiver, the gates of hell, literally destroying the kingdom purpose of God in our lives. Betty, if we can help everybody watching come to understand that there's only one power on this earth that can overcome the intention of the deceiver, the one who divides us into camps and groups and parties, our sectarian positions, various camps, the one who divides us can only be defeated by the one power the gates of hell cannot prevail against, and that's the church of the living God, the body of Christ. If you want to know how we're going to secure the future, how we're going to see peace on earth that Christ came to give, Christ living in fullness, in the power of His Spirit, which He sent, another of the same kind, the Holy Spirit, Paraclete, same kind in you, when that power is controlling the members of the body, and we submit to His Lordship and allow Him to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only place He can fill, when we allow Him to do that, we can prevail and walk over the deceptive, destructive intentions of the deceiver, the father of lies, and the murderer. Here's something that we've been trying now for quite a while to really help every one of you understand the importance of. When Betty and I fell in love more than 58 years ago, and when we got married with the fullness of the understanding we had, we took the verse of Scripture where Jesus said, if you want to find life, lose it for me. We, with all of our heart as teenagers, said we want to lose our life in you, Christ Jesus, to find it. Betty, we found a marvelous, miraculous relationship being birthed. We watched God take the shyest guy on the planet and suddenly make me a forceful, effective communicator. It was supernatural. We saw God bring a couple together in love. And God gave us love for others. We didn't know He was going to give us a little girl just over a year after we married and then not be able to have any more for, what, 5 years?
5 years.
And then we adopted and then had a miracle baby. But Betty, what we did is what every person has to do. Now think about this. To become a Christian, to be born of the Spirit, to be born from above, we have to lose our life in Him to find it. we don't understand well or fully what that really means. Betty and I began to understand it more and more the older we got. In the last years, I've come to see it so clearly that what we're actually doing, now please don't miss this, because this is the reason I'm going to ask you to lock in as the family of God, the body of Christ, to get healthy. Every member of the body, joining with other members, will become a healthy body submitted to the one head and overcoming the intentions of the deceiver. You lose your life to find it when you lose it in His kingdom purpose. The King that's coming came. He came. And He came to prepare a body, the family of the perfect Father, to understand the fullness of life and fruitfulness and the magnificent impact that that life can make on this earth. From that time, Jesus began to preach, from the time He started, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just focus on that. Jesus said, that kingdom is within you. Think about that. Indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. So God's kingdom has been established in the life of every believer. Betty, one of the things that you and I have come to realize is we can have a kingdom impact on planet Earth. We do not have to be ground, a fruitful field, trampled by the enemy. We can be a fruitful field, and we don't give the field of our life any more than a farmer would give the fertile fields of productivity to the trespassing weeds, briars, all the pestilence that would come at it. We stand against that invasion of destruction, and we are fruitful. We've seen something happen this year to the fruitful fields of opportunity that we've enjoyed. It's called the COVID attack, the pandemic. It's the enemy that seeks to destroy the fruitfulness, fullness, and opportunity that God offers us. It's our responsibility as Christians to be certain that the enemy does not destroy the intention of God through His family, through His church, and divide and conquer the people of God or the body of Christ. You and I have had the privilege of watching the members of the body of Christ in leadership come together across all those divides in supernatural unity, and what we begin to see are the principles of Almighty God put back in place that lead to the blessings of God when those principles are in place. And that's what you and I have tried to help everybody understand. Our leaders are either going to put wise principles in place, or they're going to put principles that have been cast aside and removed and replaced by something that is not sound. And when you take a principle that God says is critically important and cast it aside, you've changed His truth into a lie, and you're given over to all manner of defeat, including the division and the dissension, and all the practices that are so ungodly. And that division begins to take control and destroy the productivity. Betty, we have seen a pandemic destroy the fruitfulness of our land and put us in a pressure situation. The only thing that can bring us out is a return to God. And in the next program, I want to show you how fully God wants to bring us back with principles in place, rock-solid foundation, and the benefit and blessings of doing it God's way. That's what we, the people of God, as witnesses for Him, have been left here to do, because the King is here, the kingdom is at hand, it's in us, and we can be overcomers even in the midst of all the battle. As a homemaker, as a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, how do you respond to what you see going on and the need as the characteristics in all those areas I just referenced, and as a believer.
Well, you know, James, you've mentioned the body of Christ, the different parts, the different functions of the body, and you just talked about the leaders that God has put in place to lead us as His children and to instruct and to bring wisdom. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't work with us personally. I have to say we have to start with Him here right now. God, cleanse my heart and know me. And when we submit ourselves to that, God's going to strengthen us. And He's going to bring that housekeeper, that everyday hard-working husband or man in the family and lead them in their daily walk with people they interact with, James, and he's gonna show you what to do. He can let you demonstrate the love of Jesus when they don't see any love around, when they're desperate. He can bring joy through your life to them when they don't see any joy around, when they look around. When they're hurting, He can bring healing through your response and your love toward them, because God is the one that heals. He's the one that brings unity. He's the one that brings us together and helps us to be able to share in relationships together. But the relationship has to start with us and God. And then we can go forth in His power and His strength and in His love. And we can demonstrate what God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And we can know that if you will accept Him, Jesus, into your life, He can make all the difference in the world. And then you can go as a disciple of His at home, at work, at play, wherever. God will use you.
Betty, thank you, honey. Let me just say this to you. We are going to, tomorrow, in the next program, take you to show you exactly what the perfect Father wants for the family and what He wants the church, the body of Christ, to become a demonstration of. And I will share with you clearly in the Word of God how we overcome miraculously, beyond anything you could ever imagine, the adverse effects of this pandemic. I want to say this to you, if I could just be there. I'm asking God to let me experience such a relationship with you that we actually feel like we're sitting in the room together from now on. When you come back tomorrow, it's going to be like we're right there together. And I'm going to be able, by the grace of God, to take you on the beginning of a journey that lasts for all eternity. But the place that we're going is prepared. He's preparing the place. It's settled. It's the kingdom here impact that we must focus on. I want all of you to know that during the pandemic, the viewers of this program may not have been you, but the viewers of Life Today and the outreaches of life have put God's arms of love around the forgotten more faithfully, more compassionately than we have experienced in the entire 60 years that I've been in ministry. What people are saying is, it's time to get God's arms around the world He gave His Son to redeem. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. And listen to me, because of what you've done and what those of you who are watching will do, the world is going to see the King of Kings more clearly than they ever have. And He wants the whole world to see Him clearly, dressed up in the body of Christ, the church, the family. The glory of God on the body of Christ before He comes in glory for the church. The world behold Him. Right now, you're going to see how the viewers of this program have continued to share the life and love of God. And it is a miracle. And we together are a part of this indescribable miracle of love. Watch.
ដែលយើងនៅឆ្ងាយពីភពទឹកពេកហើយពេទ្យក៏នៅឆ្ងាយទៀតកាលនោះបើសិនជាមានពេទ្យចិត្ត The tears that Nayor sheds are so typical of mothers in developing countries that have lost children because the only water available to them is disease-ridden and so oftentimes deadly. Our mission team's hearts are invariably broken hearing these mothers' stories. Tammy Trent, while offering Nayor all she could at the time, the touch of human compassion, knew there was much more that was needed to give Nayor hope for the future.
I need a savior. I need a rescuer. I don't want you to feel hopeless. I don't want you to feel afraid. I don't want you to feel those things. Except really believe that there are people that want to help her. I really believe that. And so I think this is our opportunity to help, to do something for you and for so many other people. Clean water. It's something we take for granted every day. I know I do. I think if we pull together, we'd be able to say that things are about to change. But I need your help. If we could come in here and drill a well, it could change everything. So let's not wait. Let's actually do something about it today. Please.
You have no idea how much I wish I could be sitting there in the room with you. Because the first thing I'd want you to know is how special people like you are. You don't just look at somebody that's lost a child and turn your head and think, oh, that's sad. Or maybe you, like us, you can identify because we lost a child. But you don't just turn away. You actually look and you consider, is there a way that we could stop that tragedy? Is it a way that we could be the answer? And there is. And it is clean water. When you give a cup of water, you notice the least of these. You see the hungry, the thirsty, the downtrodden, those that are held captive, and you set them free. You give them water or food. You have done it to the least of these. Jesus says, you've done it to me. That's kingdom impact. That's God's will on earth being done as it is in heaven, the Father's will. I'm asking you right now to become the miracle. There are some of you who could give a well, and people tell us it's the greatest joy. Do you know what we found in the last year during the pandemic? There would be people that would say, we can give 5 wells, another I can give 10. And they've done it miraculously. It's an answer to prayer. Do you know that we went past the goal last year and sent more money to drill more wells than they could even imagine coming? You went above and beyond. Because of the love of God. I'm believing right now, Betty, I believe with all my heart, we're going to see the greatest outpouring of God's love right now. If you can drill a well, do it. If you can drill part of a well, 1,200, 2,400, and pray somebody steps up and matches and joins with you, we'll have a well. Most of the income comes from gifts of $48 that basically will give 10 people. Think about this. $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. $144, 30 people water the rest of their life. Would you right now go get your bank card and use it like a check? Go online, call that number that's a prayer line, now a lifeline, and say, here's the gift I'm sending. I'm believing God for a miracle. So excited about the kingdom impact you're going to make for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Speak Your Name, Devotions and Declarations on the Reality of Jesus. Filled with stunning imagery, these 40 encouraging devotions by Lainey Renee serve as a reminder of the power of Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Be Refreshed Pitcher. This beautiful ceramic pitcher is decorated with Proverbs 11:25 and is sure to make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
This little child is probably between 2 and 3 years old, maybe 4. But you know, he may not make it past 4 or 5. If he doesn't have the water that he needs. He has water, but it's contaminated. But you know, we have to give them a choice. They don't have a choice right now. Because they don't have that choice, their bodies are being contaminated with this bad water, and their families are dying. Our missionaries have been there and seen them in the hospitals. They're there because they haven't had good water. They've had contaminating water, and it's waterborne diseases that will kill them if we don't reach out and help them in time. Please help us do that. Give these children a chance in life. Thank you so much, and God will bless you richly.
Thank you so much. And by the way, if you call and get a busy, please be determined to get through, because we would be there to pray with you. Get through to give that water. Speak your name. This beautiful little granddaughter, Mom, what a miracle that is. Mm-hmm. It's a fabulous book. Just full of the life of God coming out of a beautiful young girl in her 20s. Kingdom impact. The beautiful picture. The beautiful bronze. All say thank you. Betty, I'm excited about sharing with all of our viewers what God is revealing about His will being done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
For His glory. And we'll be a part of it. This is going to be an exciting journey we're taking together. It's going to really please our Lord and our Father. Thank you for being a part of it.
Tomorrow on Life Today.
His longing for us to love Him and to serve Him and to follow Him is indescribable.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.